Let's open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can reflect upon your goodness to us throughout this past year. We thank you for the meal that we've had and the fellowship we've had together around the table. I pray that you would just bless this meeting and that you would cause us to reflect upon how you have provided and cared for our church throughout this last year. We pray for your blessing upon this time together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, for the deacons, I just wanted to give a brief summary of some of the things that have gone on this last year. In 2025, primary areas that the deacons discussed in our meetings include some areas of financial stewardship, the facilities and the care of the manse where James and Kayleen and family live, support for individuals within the congregation, and then the selection of new deacons later on in the fall. The deacons meet usually every month, and beginning in 2026, we switch to Zoom meetings to make the scheduling easier on that. Financially, we manage the CDs and investment dividends and renew the insurance policies. And then there were a few corrections in QuickBooks that were needed just for accuracy. As a general observation, there has been a current trend over the last year in which expenses exceeded our income, but I'll leave the details of that to Steve to talk about. In the areas of facilities and maintenance, they were a little bit more significant this year. There were some carpet cleanings, and our intent is to clean the nursery every 6 months. There was printing and binding of Sunday school and Bible memory materials. Then we installed new brass signage for the portraits in the hallway depicting Dr. S. Lewis Johnson, Pastor Dwight, and Dr. Bridges. So those are there as well. The manse required some more significant attention, some issues with water heater, pest control, and a ceiling leak that involved some plumbing, HVAC, and sheetrock repairs, insurance, and a county tax refund after we got them to recognize our nonprofit status helped offset some of that cost. Beginning in 2025, the live stream was transitioned to sermon audio to improve some reliability, and then we were muting the pastoral prayers for additional privacy. In that, website updates have continued throughout the year with per-user logins implemented this spring and to protect the more sensitive information, mainly the church directory that is posted online in the members area. And then a more recent update this last spring was also to enable Zelle, both online and via the QR code that is posted by the offering box there in the back. And if you think of Zelle as an animal from Africa, then forget about anything that I said about it. We're working on adding PayPal as well, but that's a little more complicated, so still working on that one. We continue to support missions partners, including specific gifts to Great Bible Chapel in Japan and the Church of Ayani in Cameroon. Clarified our policy, which is shown on the donation tax receipts, on designated gifts to ensure the donor intent is honored while preserving leadership discretion. The missionaries and ministries we support financially include Grace Bible Chapel of Japan, where Pastor Tim Huggins pastors, the Church of Ayani in Cameroon, where Guy is the pastor, and then the Los Angeles Bible Training School, where Dr. Felix is the president. In terms of the congregational care, we've been trying to keep a closer eye on some of the older members and of the church, and as their needs increase. And then we've also helped support some of the various ministries within the church, memorial services, Vacation Bible School, family camp, and other church events that are throughout the year. Finally, we spent some time working on leadership development, and then after more than 25 years of service, my uncle Ken Parolis announced his retirement, and the deacon nomination process began in the fall to bring new men into that role. That, too, has been marked by a more recent focus of the church, as James has been teaching a Bible doctrines class for men this last fall and spring. Also wanted to mention that next Sunday, I believe Pastor Will plans to bring a special message, particularly focused on how the members of the church serve one another in a physical way, with the intent to highlight tasks that go on behind the scenes and encourage the participation of additional hands in the ministry of Trinity Bible Church, beyond your faithful prayers for strength and direction for us as we serve in this body of believers in Christ. So with that, Steve Nagai will come to bring the treasurer report.
Good afternoon. I was thinking this morning that you probably don't come to church to talk about math. I know I don't, but anyway, David pretty much covered everything that needed to be talked about. But for those of you, okay, I do have a question. How many of you actually took the financial statement? Okay, that's about what I thought. David made 75 copies, and I predicted about 20 would be taken. So, oh, you're going to get one on the way out? Sure, Rick. So, as David mentioned, this year we're slightly underwater, as you can see from the statement of activity, or you might call it an income statement. And I was kind of looking back. So most of these things that we were underwater on were kind of one-time type of non-recurring expenses. And the other thing was that I noticed that you'll see that revenue was down from prior year. And a lot of it, or some of it, has to do with our overall investment in the manse. And I was looking up housing CAGRs, and they're running slightly over 4%. So really, some of the interest issues are timing only. So instead of, you know, collecting interest on a quarterly basis, we'll collect it, you know, later on. So some of that's just timing. The other thing that I was looking at was the tithing. And you'll notice that it was down slightly from prior year. And it's actually down slightly from the average of the last 10 years as I looked at it. But most of that, again, are from individuals or families that are no longer attending. And, you know, via, you know, whatever. But so that, again, I think is really just a kind of a temporary decline. The other thing is, let's see, let's look at the statement of financial position or the balance sheet. Okay, for the five of you that do have the sheet. and you'll just notice a shift. And, of course, equity will be down by the amount of the loss we incurred this year. But overall, our total equity still exceeds $1.1 million. So, you know, from a stability or a financial stability standpoint, we're still in very good shape, solid. So unless there are any questions, I really don't have any more to add. I do have one more thing. What's so funny, Tiffany? You want to come up and share? Oh, okay. Okay. Tiffany always laughs at me, so you know, it's to be expected. And now I forgot what I was going to say, Tiffany.
You're welcome.
Yeah. One thing I was thinking about as I was looking at these numbers, and from a human standpoint, or from a humanistic standpoint, you kind of worry about losses, right? We don't want to incur losses, you know, from a human standpoint. If I was running a business, you know, for profit, it wouldn't be great. But I was just thinking about how we have our trust in the Lord and in His generous and faithful provision. And so, honestly, this doesn't concern me much at all, because I think we can trust in Him to provide. So, and unless there are any questions, I am done.
All right. I'm going to give a brief update here just to represent the elders. And like David, it'll be kind of a quick jet tour of the ministry for the last year. So I'll just highlight some what I call headline news here. So second year of VBS this past year, soon to be third. So that's coming up soon, and to great reception by the children and families involved. So that's a great ministry. Pastor Will, as you recall, went on a 3-month sabbatical last summer. Quite frankly, a long overdue sabbatical. So hopefully we can make the time between the next sabbatical shorter. But that was a great blessing to him. Great blessing to us to be a part of being able to bless him by God's grace. 4th of July celebration changed from decades. We had the celebration at Chris and Linda's farm, and that will continue this year. So again, breaking away from our kind of tradition that has been in place since we've been at the church. And then the Jonathan and Krista had a first, what they called Sunday School Harvest Party, which was really a wonderful event in the fall. It kind of brought all the Sunday School children together and had crafts and food, and it was just a fun time to see all the kids, especially reflecting back on years gone by where we were very diminished in number. That was not the case this past fall at their farm. And then building on last year's Resurrection Sunday morning breakfast, we held our first sunrise service. Well, sort of sunrise. I mean, sun had been up for a couple hours, but still early for us. So, and I suspect we'll do that again this year. So, I also put on here our relationship with Rivercrest Community Church. Obviously, it's had some ups and downs, and but I think the last chapter of that's still yet to be written. It's hard to tell how the Lord will lead. I would urge you to continue to pray that the Lord would make His will clear. But again, I count that kind of in the highlight bucket, only from the perspective of, again, we're trusting in the Lord. And it's just, again, more evidence that we're completely dependent upon Him. And He's shown Himself faithful even through what appears to be what we think of as a setback. James Wearson, now Pastor James Wearson, was ordained in February. That was a great, great event. We capped off the weekend events with a church dinner on Sunday evening. So just a wonderful, wonderful time for our church, and just exciting to be a part of. The Trinity Ensemble that Alicia leads, just it's been a real blessing. We perform both at Christmas and Easter, And I'm hopeful, trusting that we'll get everybody back together for Christmas this year. But it was a real blessing. So if you're not a part of that, I would encourage you. It was great, great, great fun. So we had a memorial service for Mr. James Wearson the first, and not saying goodbye, but see you later. And we look forward to seeing him again. It was wonderful to just recount the testimony of his life and the impact he's had on the church and his great love for the Lord Jesus Christ. As David highlighted, we added two new deacons, Mr. Joe Banyan and Mr. Kyle Keysweather. Most of you know, but Joe and I grew up together. So again, I still shake my head, just marveling at the grace of God. And I don't know if Joe and I ever got in a fight, but, he pushed each other on the playground. I doubt it. But anyways, and his dad was my doctor. So we're also grateful for Ken Payrolis's ministry with us, and Pastor will be talking more about that in a few minutes. Then we recently created the middle school class, or I should say recreated. It's come and gone, and it's come back with just amazing strength, kind of rewinding a few years with hardly any babies in the nursery. To now bursting at the seams in the nursery and preschool class, and now creating the middle school class. There is this. I don't think it's terribly urgent, but certainly in the back of my mind, I often think about the fact that I think we're going to wake up one day and discover we really do need a bigger church. But we'll again entrust that to the Lord. So. And then after a year hiatus, we had a wonderful spring Bible conference with Pastor Mark Webb. Will and I were talking on Friday, kind of echoes of the past, and just a real encouragement. If you haven't listened to those messages, I would encourage you to do so. Other quick notes, Sunday school. The Sovereign Grace of Our Triune God was our doctrinal study last summer. Prophets of the Day of the Lord, going through Joel, Obadiah, Micah, Nahum, and Habakkuk in the fall. And then we today just finished up Revelation, Behold the Lamb of God. In terms of Sunday mornings, James did a series on the Sermon on the Mount when Will was on sabbatical. That was a great, great series. And then when Will returned from his sabbatical, he took up a study in 1 Timothy that we've just recently completed in past weeks. And then there were a number of special messages. One, for example, was a charge to the new deacons, and there were other special messages throughout the year. Evening service, not unlike what it was in the past year. Sabbath and the Lord's Day messages. Pastor Will continues with a study in Genesis 25:26. God's faithfulness continues to Isaac and Jacob, and those have been really encouraging messages. And then James with the law of God, which has been very, very good. Midweek, discipleship studies, both on Zoom and then at various homes, which have been a real, real blessing, kind of reflecting on the Sunday morning message. James leads ours, and it's just been a real encouragement. So, and then family camp this year, I think we were, Christian and Jonathan can correct me, but I think we were almost at full capacity at camp. So as signups come up for camp this year, I would really encourage you to get signed up. And we'll have Luke Abendroth, which is Mike Abendroth's son. Mike was actually out for family camp. I don't know, it's been many years, but It's a fantastic camp. Camp is really, really a blessing. So Dale Tackett, Dr. Dale Tackett, and the Engagement Project, as Will mentioned this morning, was just a wonderful blessing. Then Bible Memory, last year and this year, we'll pick up on 48 verses every Christian should know. And then a number of ministries. Again, the preschool Sunday school class continues to expand. Even this week, we are queuing up more members of the class that will be joining it in a couple of years. So, and then the middle school class that I mentioned, Hymn Sings at Hillcrest, have been a great blessing. Those continue on a quarterly basis. And then the ladies' ministry continues to expand. Bible study, retreat, and prayer groups, which is wonderful, wonderful ministry. The moms' group, second Friday Bible study, men's prayer meeting, church family meals, and so just a lot of things. I probably missed some things, but just the Lord is at work, and it's a great blessing to see the work that He's doing in our church. So that'll turn over to Pastor Will.
All right, great. So in our church constitution, I'm not sure if you guys read that, maybe, but it says that we're actually required by the state to have an annual meeting. So it says the purpose is, it's actually that paper, is that, you know, we're a nonprofit, so we have to be transparent about to people who donate money about where the money goes. And then it gives a second purpose for the annual meeting, which is to thank the Lord for His faithfulness over the past year. So we want to do that. That's part of the reason why you're here. We want to do that. And I think we have a lot to be thankful for. I just think the Lord's blessing in a lot of ways at this church. There's a good spirit, good energy, good fellowship that we have, and that's a blessing from the Lord that He's given us of the Holy Spirit. We're having James here, just all the things that are mentioned that the Lord's given us. So the Lord's really been faithful to us over the past year, and He's going to continue to be faithful to us as a church, as individuals, in the future as well. So we're thankful to the Lord. We're thankful to the Lord, and we'll pray together at the end and really express that if we haven't already. To the Lord, that's a part of the purpose of the annual meeting. And also thankful for you all who serve and make the church go and do it, you know, without pay. And it's volunteer. So we're thankful for that. And we want to give a highlight. Usually I just highlight something. So Ken stepped down this year from being a deacon after long, faithful service as a church. So we wanted to take the opportunity to just kind of express gratitude as a church to Ken. He started as a deacon in 1993, which is when we came to this building. We've been here a long time. And I'm not sure exactly how the timing worked, but anyway, it was the same year, 1993. And then he served till 2026. As a deacon, so 33 years serving as a deacon. He started his deacon journey under the chairmanship of Ralph Wex, and then Ralph stepped down and it was Dave Matheson, and then it was Lee Johnston, and then now it's David Overland, and so Ken has served under all of them. That's all the chairman that we've had. He's served under all four of the deacon chairmen that we have. Ken is the secretary, or has been the secretary of the deacons for as long as I've been here. I'm used to reading the deacon report, and it's Ken does it and gives it. He took over for Dick Rogers, being the secretary. When we were first in this building, there was a railroad crossing with no crossing guards. They came from Sandy Boulevard. Remember that? So, and that's closed off now. Now we got a different entrance, but the deacons used to man that and make sure that nobody got hit by a train. So Ken did that. No collisions, no train car interactions, and all the time doing that. And Ken was reflecting. There was also a donut shop a block away on Sandy Boulevard, which made it a little bit easier. So Ken did whatever needed to be done as deacon. And so a lot of his service is just forgotten, just that's just the way, and it's not a memory thing, it's just the attitude with which he served. He just didn't serve to remember, but just everything from coming up here to see if there's too much snow in the parking lot in the wintertime and starting the phone chain, that's what it was then, call. And then they call to cancel church. Setting up communion trays, washing cups, vacuuming the building, dividing it in half, do one every week. Moving lots of chairs and tables, he remembers. And that was probably, I don't know if that's before you became a deacon as well, but it's nice that we don't have to do that. We have the chairs, they just sit here all week. So that's a blessing. Changing light bulbs. Serving on the building committee, heading up Bible memory. Ken and Jenny have done that. They've given many rides to people to come to church over the years. They still do that, come to church service. Ken and Jenny have opened their home to Agnes Muir, which is Jenny's mom, from 91 to 2001. Then June King, who I don't think lived in your house, no, but was a neighbor who they took care of for a long time. And June is actually the very beginning of our relationship with Rivercrest. She went to Rivercrest, then the Gradens after that were kind of a go-between as well, but it started with June King. And then Art Powell, who lived in their home for 3.5 years. They took care of him, and they're welcoming another guest, Paul Mayland, into their home for a short time soon. That's coming. That's this summer. So they've been hospitable to, you know, welcoming strangers to their home, and that's fitting for a deacon of the church. Ken was known as a voice for frugality among the deacons, and that's a good thing. That's good. We appreciate that. In addition to all the other things that Ken brings, he does have a secret weapon that he brings, and that is his amazing wife, Jenny. So they've taught the kids group at family camp for 30 years. And I remember being in that class. It was fun. They did a great job of the class. They realized that they were teaching kids of kids, that the second generation was coming through that class. Ken and Jenny have headed up the setting up for memorials and funerals. Jenny organized, and I think still organized, the ladies' meals to people that are sick. Men that Ken has worked with as deacons include Tony Morrell, David Nielsen, Mike Overland, Frank Parks, Brad Ray, Ron Carter, Oscar Burns, Dick Rogers. Ken is a team player. He's a faithful servant of the Lord, and we just want to give a heartfelt thank you for your years of service. So over 3 decades of faithful service as a deacon. So I thought I'd just go to a verse. I'm not going to go long at all. It's the wrong time for a long service in the afternoon. So, but I'll just read a verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1 and 2. Let a man regard us in this manner as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy. Trustworthy. That's what Paul, he was explaining who he was to the Corinthians. I guess, you know, they wanted to exalt Paul, Apollos, to a high position, and he was straightening them out. What they actually were stewards of the mysteries of God. So a steward is not an owner. You know, when Joseph was put over Potiphar's household, he didn't own it. He couldn't do whatever he wanted with the stuff or his wife, you know. And he's a steward. Things don't belong to him. He has authority over those things to use it as the master wishes it to be used. And so the mysteries of God is the gospel message. And those who serve in the church serve as stewards of the mysteries of God. This is stealing a little bit of my thunder for next Sunday on service, but really anything that we do relates to the mission of the church, the mission that Christ gave us when he went to heaven and then to come back, even if it's pushing a broom or vacuuming or something like that. It relates to what's the purpose of the church. It's to worship God. It is to edify one another, and it is to minister to the lost. It's to get the word out to the lost. as well. And all service in the church relates in some way or another to that, or it shouldn't happen in the church. It's not really service. So the service that Ken has done is he's done it as a steward of the mysteries of Christ. And for stewards, what is required of them? Not that they're necessarily creative or super successful or whatever. What's required of a steward is simply that they be found faithful. That if the master asks them to do something, that they do it, and that they're dependable in doing it. The master can count on that it's done. So I think that's a good description of Ken. Ken serves in a special office as deacon, a biblical office of deacon, but actually that's true of all of us as a whole. We're stewards and we want to be found faithful, and it's true of us as a church as well, Trinity Bible Church as a steward as a whole. And what we really want as a church is simply to be found faithful. So I got Ken a knickknack to commemorate. It's not from a Christian gift shop. It's from God's creation. It's a lapis lazuli. So the deep blue represents like reliability, faithfulness, truth. So it's, and there's a little stand for it. It can sit on his desk, and we have a card for Ken too, so I'd like to just come up and we'll give it to you.
Oh, everybody knows me. I see a lot of my students from here.
It's all in there.
Thank you.
And let's, why don't we just...
It was a joy to serve.
You can say something if you want. Go ahead.
But it was quite a journey. Started with Mr. Ralph Wex when I came on as a deacon. So I've been going through all this time, and it's been a thrill and a joy of working with the various ones that have served as deacons. But it's been a real joy, and I thank the Lord.
All right, well, let me pray. Father, we do thank you for another year of your faithfulness to us. We confess, great is your faithfulness and that your mercies are new every morning. We thank you for Ken's faithful service. Pray that you just bless him with joy. As he steps down from one way of serving and then embraces the next way that you have for him of serving you here at this church. We just pray that you'd continue to bless us in the fellowship we have with Ken and Jenny, the love in Christ that we share together and the life that we share together. And we pray that you'd continue to bless us as a church in every way as well. Our hearts are full of thanks to you, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this time together. We thank you for your faithfulness as we recount the blessings of this past year. We pray as we anticipate the year ahead that you would order our steps and that you would bless us. We're again reminded of the words of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that apart from me, you can do nothing. And so we're mindful of the fact that we are ever dependent upon you. We pray for your help in carrying out the work of the ministry to your great glory and honor. Thank you again for the time we've had together. Thank you for the love that you've given us for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love you've given us for one another. It's in Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. Right, dismissed.